Hello, everyone. This is Bill Knauer, and you are listening to Author, where we talk about writing and life, because what it takes to write the book you most want to write is also what it takes to lead the life you most want to lead. It's true. Author to Author is brought to you by Author Magazine, the premier free writing magazine on the internet, featuring articles on writing and the writing life, as well as video and audio interviews with best-selling and award-winning authors across the genres. You can find Author Magazine at authormagazine.org. And we are funded by the Pacific Northwest Writers Association, supporting writers from pen to publication since 1955. To learn more about the PNWA and their stellar yearly writers conference, please go to pnwa.org. You know, if you love to write, well, if you are a writer, I should say, then in all likelihood, you love to write. In fact, I can't even say in all likelihood. You simply can't do this job unless you love to write. But not every writer can really express their love of writing, except in the writing that they do. But that is not true of today's guest, the wonderful Deb Colletti. Just a little pinprick, just a little mention of writing, and out it comes from her. I first noticed this when I met her at a Christmas party at the PNWA, and oh my God, a conversation we had, and I thought to myself, I've got to interview this woman, and I have. This will be the third time, and I should tell you right now, there will be a fourth. Oh yes, there will. So let's get her on the show right now. Deb, well, almost, there we are. Deb, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. You know, you're always like one of my favorite people ever to talk about writing and reading with, so I've been looking forward to it.
Thank you. And do you know why that is, Deb, or part of why that is, Deb?
Why do you think? I think because we both share that same, I don't know, that mindset, that love for it.
Well, but do you agree? You might have heard my little opening, that what it takes to write the book you most want to write is what it takes to the life you want. Does that resonate with you?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Because I always say that writing and reading is, you know, and because I always say reading, because that's just as much it for me. But there aren't things that I do, but it's who I am.
Yeah, it really is, because although it's a funny thing, maybe this will make sense to you. I sometimes say, you know, I don't actually love writing. What I love is life, but writing is the point through which I most understand and express it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I kind of love to write, though. I mean, it's not that it's always easy, but
no.
I love, you know, that intimacy, you know, with the page and just with it, like you say, it's like that process of discovery within it. Well, I think you're absolutely right. It's the way that I know that I understand the world I live in, my own experience within it. So is reading, for that matter. You know, you go to books for that too, but writing is even kind of more personal way of understanding, I guess.
And I think a lot of writers, I mean, almost, it's not all of them, though, surprisingly. There are a couple where this is.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Almost, it begins as an avid reader. And I think that is in part because, not just the natural love of language and that means of telling story, but reading is creative experience because, as you know, you can't tell it all, and the reader fills in the rest. And whether it is not a passive experience, you are having to imagine with the storyteller. And you must, as a writer, we must, as writers, begin to learn to write as we do that. Imagine with the writers that we're reading.
Completely. Not only, I think that, well, again, I've only taken one creative writing class in my life. So the books I read are, they have been my teachers.
Right.
So not just, you know, they taught me every single thing from not just how to imagine along, but what a right sentence sounds like, you know, the rhythm of it. You know, they've taught me how to, you know, they've honed my ear for
yes
the right sentence, you know.
Yes, it's critical because really what you're discovering, because there's so many ways to write a good sentence. There's so many different kinds of stories. And what I think sometimes what we're doing when we're reading is identifying the direction we want to head as writers, learning what, if it resonates with us as readers, that's what we're going to try and emulate as writers.
Definitely, definitely. And also like what you get from a book, you know, it's, for me, reading is so critical to just to my life in general. And so what I go to books for is what I want to give my own readers. You know, I go to books for understanding and insight and for good company and for someone to understand me in reverse. You know, you want both of those parts. You want someone to convey an experience that you as a reader go, oh, you know, you get me. Oh, thank God somebody understood, you know. So you want to give that, you know, those, whether it's the smallest kind of experience or, you know, some of the largest things we experience, you know, you just want to feel someone gets you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know,
that's what I'm looking to give.
Well, I'm right with you. You know, I do love to be entertained. And I was just thinking about myself recently, and I thought, I really am an entertainer in a certain way. I certainly came from that background. But as I look back on my life as a reader and a writer, where it really turned for me was when I began to understand that I turned to writing ultimately for a perspective, to frame
life
in a way that meant that A, made it meaningful, for God's sakes, make it, don't let it just be a bunch of stuff to me.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that because that's so important to me, that ends up being the real kind of the heart and of my work where, page turning, that entertaining aspect is great, but I always feel a little empty if that's all there is when I'm reading. I just need that. I need that something, you know, someone to really tell me, speak important things to me, or just speak a beautiful line to me, you know, to use the words in a way that is just, I always say, just makes you just go, that's beautiful. That's just right, you know.
And a beautiful line, it seems to me, people often mistake beautiful writing for like, I guess almost like a gymnast's flourish, you know, this sort of... technical mastery.
Too many flowers.
Right, sort of thing. But in fact, it's about perception, artfully and elegantly expressed.
Right. It's about getting to the, it's not about the twirls and flips, but it's about that. It's getting to the center of that moment, right? It's just getting to the essence of that, the essence of a moment or a feeling or experience or right?
Yes, and that's what a book is, I think, because you've got all this stuff that happens, and you've got characters learning and characters not learning and characters and dying and falling and all that, and that's great. But I feel like the core of the book is, why did the writer tell me the story? Did the writer tell me the story because the writer likes to write or because the writer likes to get paid? Which is fine. Those are all legitimate reasons.
Exactly. It's fine. But can't you tell when the heart is missing? Yeah. You know, when it didn't really matter, like I think to them, like I think if I'm not writing a book that really matters to me, I just I think why bother, you know?
Yeah.
But I also can kind of feel that sometimes in a book. You think, I don't feel you really there. I didn't feel all of you there, you know? Or you're being that maybe conveying your honest experience in its entirety, you know?
Well, or you're not even asking, why have you asked me to hear this story? And I've read books, you know, where the writer is a very skilled writer. And I've started feeling about midway through the book, and I'm thinking, am I being told this story? I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I think maybe just because this writer really loves writing, you know, and that's fine.
Right.
But why is this value to me?
Right, but we shouldn't just be there because we like to hear our own voice.
Oh,
you know?
No, God, no. Okay, so... Go ahead, Deb.
Yeah. Well, I just do think that that comes through. I think that has to be your own, as not has to be, but I think for me it's important to be, to have that be my own engine through the writing of a book. Not that I want to hear my own voice, but that there's something that needs to be, it needs to come out, you know. It matters. I may not even know entirely what that is, you know, when I begin, but...
But it matters. I can't, I have found I can, a part of me wanted as a young man to just to be a professional writer and be able to write anytime, anywhere. It seemed like a very practical way to do things. And what I discovered is, and this is kind of a curse, because you think, I'll do anything. Okay, I can do that. If you'll pay me, I'll do that. And what happens is you can start something that way. Like, you can start any. I could start a
book,
you know, but finishing that becomes hard. You can get a certain...
Well, because that's not, there, it doesn't really matter. You know?
Yeah, like, I could date anyone when I was younger for like a month or two and be okay, but, you know, last...
Well, then you're talking about true love. You're talking about where our, you know, impetus to write a whole novel comes from. You know, hopefully it does come from those deep parts. I mean, not every book, but that is the ones I love, and that's the ones I strive to write, you know?
Now, speaking of what you strive to write, now, for our listeners who aren't familiar with Deb's work, Deb, how many books have you published prior to He's Gone?
I have published, that will be my 10th, so nine before.
So the first nine books of Deb's professional writing career have been technically shelved in the young adult section of the most of you listening are probably yourselves not young adults. I encourage you to pick up her books. Many of you probably do anyway, but these are the books that straddle this line, and she's a beautiful writer. And these are great stories, so I encourage you to do so. But as I mentioned in our last video interview, He's Gone, adult novel, which is fabulous, by the way, I've had the pleasure to read it, is coming out in April. Is it April?
Coming out in May.
May of this year. And this, you now, full circle moment, you're writing for adults, which had always been the plan, of course.
Right.
And now it's happening.
But it's a beautiful diversion that we had there. So, you know, that has been a really great thing. But yeah,
those nine books were your beautiful diversion?
Well, you know, I mean that I'm not that I ended up in the young adult arena inadvertently, but it's been a great place to be. And I think because I ended up there inadvertently, and because I never really I guess found out how to do it, so I never read a lot of YA or anything like that, so I was afraid to know how to do it, so I kind of kept doing things my own way anyway, and that just worked out really well for me, just professionally, but also in terms of my readership, because I ended up with a wide age of readers. So, yeah, it's worked out really well. But to do this adult book now, it really is kind of coming full circle. And now all of my readers, you know, the ones who've grown older and the ones who've always, you know, been adults reading my books, now we have this one. So
I have to say, exciting. I do love the... even though I'm a middle-aged man now, I do love the late teen protagonist, because life is just opening up for them. You know, it's not yet consumed with matters of like the job and the house and all those, which are pretty, you know, they're fine too. But there is something so tremblingly new about that time, which is unique for storytelling.
New, and then there's that, and then, you know, the sky sort of parts, and you see things in a different way. You see your parents. You begin to see your parents, really see them, you know, as people.
Yeah.
And I think that's really juicy stuff for a writer.
Yeah.
You know?
It's inevitable. It's inevitable. I think about that. You have children, and I know they're mostly grown now, are they not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my boys are
25 and 22.
Oh, all right, they're grown. Yeah, and I'm my boys are growing. One's about to go to college. One's in 14, and I'm aware of them of wondering how when they're going to start actually seeing me for what I what I really am. You know, I've been their dad.
I know.
I'm starting to come through. The real Bill is starting to come through.
We have to like come to terms with all of our like our parenting failures and our parenting mishaps, if they aren't even entirely failures, you know. But there's like this moment that really does feel like it comes. It's like, oh, now they know, you know, now it's all out here. Now we're, here's the day or days of reckoning, you know. So,
yeah
it's kind of,
so, you know, Deb,
not
we
that
actually,
it's all bad.
We have a guest on the line who would like to ask you a question. I think I'm going to bring,
Great.
I know this. Jeffrey, you're on the air with Deb Colletti.
Thank you so much, Bill. I've been so looking forward to this interview. And what an excellent interview it is. You're so engaged with your guests, Bill, all the time. It's wonderful. Ms. Colletti, it's so wonderful to be able to ask you this question today. I watched your interview on Author to Author, and what you said there, it entered my marrow, and I yelled out loud, yes. You talked about being asked by your ex to stop writing, to give up, and I'm doing it in quotes, your hobby. Would you please express again how writing is a true vocation, it's real work,
yes,
and really, truly a labor of love, too.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent question, Jeffrey. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold while we – yeah, so let me just preface before you answer, Deb, if you haven't yet, I've done two interviews with Deb, both video, both on video, on Author Magazine, in the archives, and the second one was just outstanding, and Deb talks a lot about her life and how her first marriage and how it related to her writing. And it's a great interview. I encourage you to watch it. But so, yes, your first husband told you that your writing was a hobby and it would amount to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
And say what?
And in spite of all the other bad things that had happened in that time and in that relationship, that was really the thing, I think, when I was sort of pressed to quit. That really made me fight for myself, because that was, you know, that was just what I most was, and to feel like that could be or anyone would want to take that piece.
Yeah.
That was sort of the final thing. That's the part where you finally go, okay, you gotta fight for, you know, what's most you here. So.
Yeah. You know, and Deb, it's so interesting because writing, it's easy to label writing a hobby because, A, some people do use it that way, and, B, you have to do it. There is no job in an office waiting for the novelist. It simply doesn't work that way. And so you have to approach it in this way that seems like it could amount to nothing.
You know, and some people, like you say, that works for some people. I think it completely and totally depends on what your goals are. But for some of us, like I said, it's what we are, and that means we approach it with everything we've got. And if your intention is to publish and to really make this your life's work, you know, it's when you understand what the odds are, you know, you've got to bring every bit of passion and your desire for this thing and give it everything for as long as it takes. Because that's the kind of big dream that this is, you know?
Absolutely. You know, and I'd love to hear your take on this. One of the lectures I give sometimes is addressing what I call the myth that writing is hard. And one of the ways I end that lecture is to say, the thing about writing, and this is what you've just been speaking to, I think, is that to do it well, it requires your full attention. You can't do it and be thinking about the groceries you have to buy or the thing your husband said. You've got to give that moment in time your full attention. Isn't that where we are most feel most ourselves when we give life our full
attention?
That's
what I've always felt, that for me, writing is where I'm most myself. And I've always described like that kind of moment, that what you're talking about is that you, You know the, you know in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe when they go through the wardrobe doors and
yeah,
and when you're reading it and you just you see that lamppost and you feel that snow and you're cold in the fur coat and you feel it all.
Yeah.
And you have to be that deep in your own writing, you know, that you your breath is coming out your mouth and you can see it.
Yeah.
You know, you're
yeah.
cold. You know, if you're
yeah.
really, I think that's when you're doing it very well, that's kind of what happens. You know, you're really in there. And when you're, you know, you're thinking, what am I going to have for dinner? And are there any brownies left?
Right.
You know, you probably have to come back and you're probably going to do a little work on those parts. I mean, you don't have every perfect moment when you're writing a novel by any means,
no.
you know.
But I do think the reason people call it hard is because
mm-hmm.
most of us in our lives are not used to giving life our full attention. It's often divided
right.
in worry
and fear. And also, yeah. And, well, there's so many
among
reasons why it's hard. We're also not used to just being that bold and courageous to put our whole self out there. If you're writing the kind of books like we're talking about, you know,
yeah.
I mean, that's hard. It's hard to be that honest. You know, it's hard to have the courage to really do this crazy thing, which is, you know, to lay your heart on the page and then like give it over to the world to.
I know. That's right.
Throw darts at or love, you know.
All right. But here's the thing. This is the physics of love, Deb, the physics of love. If I give you a dollar, this is the physics of the material world. I have one less dollar, but when you give love, you have more of it. Physics of the math of love, I should say.
Yeah,
so we
absolutely.
Lay it out there and we get more back. You know, I was just thinking about this morning.
Absolutely.
It was funny you should say this. But I realized for me, the thing I needed to do was give myself permission to be the
yeah.
voice of the perspective I so wished to share, because it seemed like a very
exactly.
grandiose perspective and who am I
definitely.
And that sort of thing. I had to give myself permission.
I think that's where a lot of writers struggle, because you feel them holding that in and not
yeah.
giving themselves that, you know,
well,
like that permission
to
just let that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be the
yeah,
author.
I think that's absolutely right.
Yeah,
definitely. And you have to just be brave enough to, you know, like you're... You're in a group of people and you're the only one with the opinion, and you got to have the guts to raise your hand and say it. It's that kind of feeling. You know, you got to say it no matter what what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
But, you know what I love about this conversation is, like, we're here we are, we're talking about writing and reading and everything, and it's all the big words, you know, love and passion.
Absolutely.
And commitment and the, you know, what's meant and what matters. And, you know, and talk about writing the life you want to live. It's
yeah. Deb, nothing makes me happier than to talk about these things. I would dwell here.
I know, I'm with you.
24/7 if I could, as much as I can.
I know.
It's what really makes me happy. Because I
don't,
have to.
Don't you just, yeah, I know. It's such a fulfilling life, isn't it, to, like, do the kind of work you love and
yes.
to be able to talk about it like this and know that you're in it.
Yeah.
You're in the game at whatever level you are. If you're doing what you love, you know, way to go.
If you're doing what you love, I don't care what
mm-hmm.
it is. I don't care if you're writing
yeah.
romance or suspense
exactly.
or literature. And these, if you're
right.
doing what you love, you have made the world a better place. It's no
mm-hmm.
joke. This is not an exaggeration.
No.
The world improves. The more people do the thing they love to do, it can only get better.
Absolutely.
Who do you want to be
I
around?
I completely agree.
People love what they do. I don't
I
care
know.
What it is.
Well, that's even just talking right now. Like, I feel energized, you know, ready to get in the car and drive a little too fast and listen
Good.
To the music loud. And you know what I mean? That just kind of gives
Absolutely.
You that good feeling when you're, I mean, when you can share that excitement for what you do. I mean, I just love my work. I felt like the most privileged person. I'm just the most blessed person. You
yeah.
know, I mean, to be able to do the kind of work I do, to just do what I love every day, and then to have my work in print, it blows my mind on a regular basis.
I love to hear that from writers like yourself, who are 10 books and counting into a career. And I want all you younger, I mean, in terms of your writing career, writers out mm-hmm. there, to hear this. This is mm-hmm. so consistent with writers of the most mm-hmm. experienced levels, that the sense mm-hmm. of being honored to do it and the sort of having mm-hmm. to push themselves every once in a while, that's how it always feels. And it's a beautiful thing. Yeah. And Deb still feels that way, obviously.
Oh, I absolutely do. And I'm still scared.
Yes.
You know, I'm still challenged. It still can be, you know, hard work for me.
Right, because the book you write tomorrow, the next book you write is not the last book you wrote. It's a brand.
No, it's a totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know. No, you're traveling new territory every single time.
Yeah.
And you're not quite sure if you can do it.
That's right. Can I?
You know, you're like, I don't know. We'll see. Is it there?
You know what?
Oh, look, I think it's there.
It's beautiful that you can return there. I was thinking about how I write my daily column, and one thing that column has taught me, mm-hmm. and I think as a lesson I really needed to learn, which is to give up on perfection. I don't. I mean, you really can't do it. But with the book, this is illusion. Like you can just mm-mm. you know, craft it. But I don't want 6 hours
no.
writing a column every day.
No, well, I think perfection is about holding on tight.
Yeah.
And being a creative person and writing is about letting go. You know, you just, and you six later, you know.
That's right.
But you need to get to that place we were talking about where you're just, you know, your honest heart is speaking. And that's not a holding on thing. I don't think.
No, and in fact, I want to make a point here that, I've got a book coming out at the end of February, which is a collection of those essays. It'll be called Write Within Yourself. And the reason I mention this now with Deb is, I got her to blurb the book for me, but also Deb, very early on in my job at Author, Deb said some very kind things to me about the work I was doing there. And I didn't tell you this at the time, Deb, but it meant a lot to me. And it was encouragement from people like yourself that helped give me the courage to go gather these things together and really go out from it and not just see it as a little
book
that I was writing that didn't mean anything. So,
I'm so glad.
To each other, it does matter. It stays with me, and it really stays mm-hmm. with me. It's part of the reason.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Desire to go out there and collect them. So,
I'm so glad. I love them. You know, it's just kind of thoughtful. You know what you write is the kind of conversations we're having now. You know, and I love that.
That's right, and just like you said earlier, you were writing, you were trying to write the books that you love to read. When I wrote those columns, or when I write those columns, mm-hmm. I'm always trying to write the advice I wish someone had given me, or that mm-hmm. I need to hear, or the perspective that I long to hear. And so in that way, mm-hmm. I write them first for myself, and then I just mm-hmm. hope someone else, you know, somewhere out there, someone else.
Yeah, definitely. So. Definitely. Again, what we're talking about, it's personal to you. You know, it matters. So,
yeah,
that's a good engine to take you through your work, I think.
Now, before I get you, we have just a few seconds left. But currently, is the most recent book The Story of Us? Is that your most recent work?
That's my most recent one, and He's Gone, my new adult novel, coming out in May.
Awesome. Okay, so it's He's Gone in May, folks. You're gonna want to pick that mm-hmm. up. And Story of Us is out now, Deb. As I knew it would, this time went too quickly. Thank you so much.
Oh, it did. Thank you so much, Bill.
You're welcome. Okay, everybody, remember, pick up that book. And in the meantime, do remember, just do what you love. I don't care if it's knitting. I don't care if it's making rocking chairs or writing novels or blogs. Just do it, because what it takes to write the book you want to write is what it takes to lead the life you want to lead. Lead it. Do it. Live it. Can't go wrong.